Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of AI agents. It's buzzing, it's exciting, but what is it really?
Right? Everyone's talking agents, but it feels like a million definitions floating around. What's the deal, really? Why should developers care?
Exactly. Well, it's not just about chaining a few LLM calls together. That's a workflow. A true agent is where the LLM chooses its own actions, loops until it finds a solution. Think customer support, iterative code changes, anything with an unknown number of steps.
So, autonomous AI, charting its own course. How did we even get to this distinction between workflows and agents?
It evolved naturally as models improved and teams got more sophisticated. We saw these two patterns emerge, pre-orchestrated workflows versus these more autonomous agents.
Got it. So code-wise, what's the difference, like at the prompt level?
A workflow prompt is linear, input A to output B to output C. An agent prompt, open-ended. It gives the model tools and says, here's the problem. Use these resources until you solve it.
I see. Interesting. So about those tools, any funny stories from the field? Wild uses of agents?
Oh, there are some tales. One engineer told us about acting like Claude, closing their eyes, trying to think like the model to understand its counterintuitive choices. It's about seeing the world through the model's eyes.
Haha, that's wild. I've seen developers craft beautiful prompts, then give the model bare-bones tools with zero documentation. How can Claude be expected to use that?
Exactly. Prompt engineering applies to the tools themselves. It's all part of the same context window. Everything influences everything else. Now let's talk hype. Agents are hot, but what's overblown?
I'm ready for the hot takes.
Consumer agents. Overhyped. Defining preferences is often as much work as doing it yourself. Plus, the risk. Imagine an agent booking a flight without your okay.
What about coding agents? Are they living up to the hype?
Coding is exciting, partially verifiable. Tests pass or fail, giving the agent feedback. But good unit tests are key, and let's be honest, they're rare.
So better feedback loops are the next big hurdle.
Absolutely. Now let's look ahead. 2025, what's the future of agents?
I'm seeing wider business adoption, automation of repetitive tasks, think agents updating documentation with every pull request, stuff that was cost prohibitive before.
I'm fascinated by multi-agent environments. Imagine Claude's playing werewolf, spinning up other Claudes to join the game. The interactions are incredible, and it raises some interesting research questions.
Claude's playing werewolf? Mind blown.
Right? Any final advice for developers exploring agents?
Start simple. Measure your results. Don't build in a vacuum, and build so your product thrives as models improve. Don't fear the smarter AI. Embrace it.
Excellent advice. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show. See you next time.
Goodbye.